Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to the Mark Fraley Podcast. Today is January 19, 2020, a cold and sunny Sunday. We are preparing today for the Titans football game versus Kansas City. Yesterday was kind of a dismal and rainy Saturday, but nonetheless, we took a 30-mile trip east of Nashville out to Cedars of Lebanon State Park to get a peek at an emerging new amenity at that park. That is the Sadie Ford Heritage Farm. I sat down for a brief interview with Ranger Sarah Geeslin, who is the project manager for this site. As you will hear, the property has been recently acquired by the state of Tennessee and consists of about 70 acres, including a bungalow craftsman-style home and several outbuildings. They had a grand opening last spring, and they have been quite active in promoting program activities there. Park crews, together with skilled volunteer laborers, have cleaned up and restored much of the interior of the farmstead. However, it is clear that this is a work in progress. I am told that a master plan for this site is just now beginning to be developed. And so I encourage my listeners to pay attention as things progress at the Sadie Ford Heritage Farm, and I hope you will enjoy this brief interview with Sarah Geeslin. Sarah Geeslin, welcome to the Mark Fraley Podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for making time to get with us today. We are here at the Sadie Ford Heritage Farm, which is adjacent to part of Cedars of Lebanon State Park, 30 miles to the east of Nashville.
Yes, we are.
Okay. Sarah, I want to talk with you about this facility. It's a new facility in my experience with the park system. It's been in the system about a year or so. But before we get going into that, let's talk about you just a little bit. You're a ranger with the Tennessee State Parks.
Yes.
And please tell me about when you got started as a ranger and all that sort of thing.
I've been with the park system for almost 5 years.
Okay.
I started up at Standing Stone State Park in Livingston. I graduated from Tennessee Tech.
And what is your major there?
Wildlife and fisheries.
Okay. Okay.
And so I started in 2015 at Standing Stone. I just kind of moved down the road from Cookeville after I graduated.
Okay.
And then I've been at Cedars for almost a year and a half.
Okay.
So
becoming a park ranger is an adventure.
Yes.
So did you work as a seasonal at any time before coming onto the system into the park?
Yes.
Rangers? Tell us about that.
I was actually a seasonal at Harrison Bay for my first year in 2013.
Wow. Down in your Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Which is where I grew up. So that was kind of back at home.
I see. Okay.
And then I took a year off because I had a summer class with my degree. And then the next summer, I was actually seasonal here. So that was kind of fun to get to experience a totally different park from all of water to no water.
Right.
And then graduated and started up at Standing Stone.
Fantastic. And then, of course, they send you to the law enforcement academy to
yes.
get the drill about all the all the rules and regulations of and how to arrest somebody and write a ticket and all that kind of stuff.
We were the first 12-week class at the academy.
Okay.
So that was two extra weeks of police.
Fantastic. And now I understand that you have gone on to get some higher education as well.
Yes. I just graduated with my master's in public safety from Tech in December.
Fantastic. So more of an emphasis on the law enforcement side of things.
The law enforcement and logistics of kind of how to run a search and rescue or...
I see.
Different aspects of the public safety field altogether.
Great. All right, so we're here at Cedars of Lebanon at the Sadie Ford Heritage Farm. Mm-hmm. And I know that this has a story.
Yes.
of how this came to be. Tell us a little bit about what we have here.
So the park, acquired the property and the farm. It's about 73.3 acres.
Okay.
They acquired that a few weeks before I transferred here.
Okay.
So I kind of I'm growing with the building.
Right. And you've taken responsibility as the program manager for this for this area. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
So once they got the building, we had some Mennonites come in with a CASP crew, and they kind of renovated the house to be in more of a working order than what it was.
Okay.
And so that was in 2018. And May of 2019 is when we kind of had our grand opening, and we opened for the summer.
Okay.
And we started with programs.
I see. Now, what we have here is an entrance that's directly across the highway from the what people would remember as the entrance to Cedars of Lebanon State Park.
Yes.
But at the same time, there's actual state park property on this side of the highway as well.
Yes.
Okay.
So we've got about, I think it's 4,000 acres that we just acquired that was forestry, okay. And now it's park.
Right.
So we've got the forestry along with the farm.
Right. So the Division of Forestry for many years had the Cedars of Lebanon State Forest. Mm-hmm. They still have that, but they transferred a portion of it over to the state park system.
Yes.
So one state agency in the Department of Agriculture moving it into Department of Environment and Conservation. Mm-hmm. So what all is included? What are the amenities here on this farm property?
For the farm, we've got the house, which is a 1920s farmhouse. We just kind of brought it back to what it would have been. The 20s and 30s is kind of the time era we're looking at.
Right.
We've also got some buildings that are here and some more coming. We've got the big barn that we're hopefully going to renovate and kind of use that as a real barn.
Okay.
We've got three small ponds. That one's a really good turtle habitat, so we're just going to kind of keep it that. We've got the Harris cabin, okay. Which is, I think it's 1800s, that era.
Okay.
So we're kind of refurbing that as well. We've got a broom shop, which one of the relatives of the Fords who originally built the house.
Okay.
It's their family. The current guy that's making the brooms here, his grandfather's cabin is coming. So okay. His whole broom shop and everything.
Okay.
So we're going to have that with all of his original equipment as well.
So the intention is to have a living history farm.
Yes.
Here. Okay.
Yes.
So tell us more about how that's going to develop or how it has developed.
We're kind of still in the process.
Okay.
So last year was our first summer of doing programs and being open mm-hmm. to the public. This summer, we're kind of trying to fine-tune what worked, what didn't work. And then we're hoping the direction that we're taking the farm altogether will be not necessarily focusing on the Ford family, because they were just another family.
One family, right.
And we're kind of looking at the community, how the community developed from 1920s to here.
So what would the visitor experience when they come to visit here?
We want them to kind of step back in time, how the house was built, the 20s. We give the house tours and kind of there's different things throughout the house that highlight how life was in the 1920s and different aspects of what it was then versus how it is now.
Right. We are sitting in the parlor of this house making this interview and It is quite a neat little old house with tall ceilings or high ceilings, mm-hmm. With the natural wood exposed. You have beadwork type of ceiling,
yeah,
and fireplace, gas fireplace, and wood floors, and it's just a beautiful place. And some period furniture in here as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So, are these things that came with the house, or are they things that you've acquired since?
Both.
Okay.
We've had some of the, so there's some pieces of furniture that was here. Mm-hmm. So the Fords were the original builders and owners. And then Ella Owen Reed bought the house in an auction, I think in about the 40s is what the paperwork is tracked to. And so it's kind of a combo of more likely what the Reeds had than the Fords.
Okay.
But we've also had different pieces donated by locals in the family.
Do you, the house, would you call it a craftsman style house? Is that what the term that you'd use for this, the house, the design of the home, or do you know?
I have no clue. I'm okay. Not up on architecture.
Okay. Well, I'll have to research that and, yeah. and maybe include that in the introduction to the program. So you offer different programs here at this facility. Yes. Tell us what kind of program activities that you're doing.
So what we have planned so far for this year is different crafts, different art, because that was our big program last year.
Okay.
We're making different welcome signs that you can come and paint yourself, different aspects of the farm. We're going to do a barn painting. Can't think off my head. We're going to do the chicken paintings because we've got 4 chickens on the property.
Okay, now what is chicken paintings?
We are going to kind of pick which chicken you want to paint. And then we've got pictures of them. So we can go outside and look at them and learn about chickens.
So you're doing portraits of chickens.
Yes.
Okay. So you're not actually taking chickens and putting paint on the chickens.
No,
okay.
No.
I didn't understand. You're doing artwork that trying to do drawings and watercolors or
watercolors, acrylic paint.
Okay. Okay.
Oils, just kind of whatever medium we got.
So where will people learn about the programs that are happening here?
We post them on our website. It's tnstateparks.com.
Okay.
And then you can just kind of search Cedars of Lebanon by the park.
Right.
But we also put it on Facebook. And then we attach the link on Facebook.
So Sadie Ford Heritage Farm has a page on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And all those programs would be on there for sure.
Yes.
Okay.
We put them on the Sadie Ford page and the Cedars page so they can... You can't not find us.
Exactly. And then, of course, I think the Friends of Cedars of Lebanon were involved with the acquisition of this property.
Yes.
And they have a Facebook page as well, I think.
Yes, they do.
Correct? Okay. Mm-hmm. So listeners can find information about what's going on here through those mechanisms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So at Cedars, famous for its spring wildflower pilgrimage.
Yes.
Tell us about, is that coming up this year and when?
That is the L.T. Quarterman Wildflower Festival.
Right.
That's happening in May this year.
Okay.
We've got the Friday night programs and Saturday, so May 1st and 2nd.
Okay. Are there any other programs on the horizon that people should know about?
Our annual programs will be, you know, like WPA Day, L.T. Day. Our summer programs are going to kick back up Memorial Day.
Okay. So what is the WPA Day?
WPA is the Workers' Progress Administration, kind of where the park started. And we just have a day back in September this year, that we highlight the different things that have happened and how the park came to be.
Right.
So we've got the wood saw, and I think we're going to have the beans and cornbread this year, music, just kind of a festival.
The Cedars Lebanon Park, many of the buildings were done by the Civilian Conservation Corps and the WPA mm-hmm. project. The architecture of those buildings reflects those projects.
Yes.
Yes. They're beautiful to see. If people really want to see authentic park architecture, this is the place to come and see it.
Very much so.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us today. And I wish you the best of luck with what you're doing here. Let me ask you one follow-up question.
Okay.
Do you intend to have livestock and other animals here? You do have some chickens.
Yes. It's in our long-term plan.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I think we're just trying to focus on programs and getting this up and running before we add some more friends at the park.
I see. And you you have volunteers trained to be hosts and hostesses here at the mm-hmm. at this facility. Tell us about that.
We do. We've got camp host over in the campground, and one of them, Renee, works over here, and she's here most weekends, all during the summer. She's been a great help.
Okay. Very good. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome.
All right.